Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
Welcome everyone to the Embodiment Conference. Tonight we're joined by Leslie Helpert. Leslie is the creator of Therapeutic Vocal Performance Technique, a voice-based somatic practice that combines her 20 plus years as a vocologist, international educator, composer, performer, multispectral artist, therapeutic coach, and yogi. Leslie has supported thousands of clients worldwide, from main stage TED speakers to high security prisoners in realms of both performance coaching and therapeutic voice-based healing. Musical thinking is how, in her words, she designs creative wellness for individuals, organizations, and institutions as the bridge between physical and mental health. Leslie's signature coaching program supports clients to somatically liberate systemic stagnations, energize their lives with their own creative power and voice, their life's work to fruition with joy. So Leslie, I'll hand it over to you. And if anyone has any questions throughout the presentation, please put them in the Q&A. You can upvote questions for Leslie. We'll get to them near the end. And in the chat box, please send chats to all panelists and attendees so we can share this experience together. And if you would like to join the main room and interact with Leslie, please raise your hand and I will welcome you into the main room. Okay, Leslie, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's really great to be here. I've truly gained already so much benefit from being a part of the Embodiment Conference and being someone who has gotten to receive so much wisdom from all the presenters that have been going off all week. So without further ado, I'm going to just bring, before I talk about, you know, my background and who I am, I'd like to just go into a little bit of a moment with all of us together. And I'd like for us to just find where our sits bones are. Maybe we're standing, maybe we're seated, but just if you're standing, feel your feet. If you're seated, feel where your sits bones are. If you're laying down, just notice how whatever you're laying down on is kind of supporting your body. And then we'll bring our awareness just to the rhythm of our breath right now. And I'd like us to just play with the sense of imagination or envisioning that rather than being this self with a name and all the different human things in our life, that we're instruments, that you're an instrument. And as we are here together, I'm going to walk us through a little bit of the instrument body. The instrument body is a poetic anatomy that after 25 years of doing this work, I've discovered is pretty universal. I've worked with voices from North Africa to Northern California and all over, and I've noticed and found that there are certain physics of our voice that are universal and also absolutely potent. So I'd love to kind of introduce us a little bit to this work. All right. I also know that going within, and like I heard David Trelevin say in his talk, is like a giant thing to ask anybody to actually turn our intention inward, and that there's a lot there for all of us to feel. And so if at any point any of the direction or suggestion I give you feels like too much or something that doesn't move you at the moment, I trust that you will do what you need to turn your attention elsewhere. All right, that being said, so if it's safe for you to close your eyes for a moment, we're gonna do that. We'll have our eyes closed for maybe a couple of minutes. And I'm gonna close my eyes too. And I'd like you to just see if you can feel where the base of your spine is, right around your tailbone. Notice your weight distribution. So it doesn't matter, again, if you're standing, laying down, or sitting. Just notice how your weight is distributing itself between the left and the right side of your body. And notice how your torso is oriented. And give yourself the permission, if you can, just to create a little bit of freedom and movement in the torso. So notice if there's the tendency to have it kind of in a freeze or a grip, and just gently invite it to move a little bit into the space around you. And if it's comfortable and you have the room, see if you can actually move your torso in a little bit of like a stirring gyration, like a 360 degree sort of movement, just really slowly and evenly. In fact, as you do this, notice the breath moving in and out through you. And you can breathe either through the nose or the mouth here if you'd like. And see if you can create a little bit more of an equal movement, an equal rate moving through your body. So notice what in music is called the BPM, the beat per minute. And give yourself your own snap, your own pace at how fast you feel this sense of your breath is moving through you. Are you breathing in a quick kind of movement? Is there a lot of excitement moving through your body? Is there a sense of kind of slowness? Just notice. And then we'll orient the spine so that our vertebrae are stacking on top of each other, and feel the pelvic floor rooting down into the seat and the crown of your head extending upward, even if you're laying down, just allowing your spine to extend itself in two different directions. So your body, like a guitar, like a cello, like a windmill, like a watermill, is a commandeering instrument that brings in the power of breath or the power of energy around it and allows that power to U-turn inside of your diaphragmatic pathway and through all of your cells and your tissues and whatever else you're allowing to be cognizant and aware of it, and then releases or empowers the area around you. And in this case, we're talking about the power of your voice that comes out in the controlled exhalation. And in the methodology that I teach, our voice has these three different tiers, we can call them. And these tiers or these layers are completely interactive in a million different ways. They're in an incredible complex network that has as many different systemic ways of interconnecting as if you're familiar with nadis or meridians in Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine. And so for me to sort of bring this down to just a basic intro level, I'll speak first about this outer space. If you bring your instrument, your arms of your instrument out to a T, and you turn your palms upward, and you allow your arms to kind of come up in a way where you feel like you're creating a negotiated resistance with space. So if you've ever like pressed on a French press, you might know what it feels like to have just enough pressure so that you can evenly move that French press down without like getting the grounds all over the place. We're not pressing it hard enough. So you want to create like a negotiated resistance with this space here. And this whole area, and you can bring your arms in front of you now and look left and right. This whole area in our instrument is considered part of your body. And in certain fields of science, traditional and contemporary sciences, this is the electromagnetic field or your holon or an area that is diaphragmatic, even in Chinese medicine. This is a container, a space. And oftentimes when we're communicating, we're sensing that we're giving our life and our power away out in front of us. But once we get a sense that this whole area around us is part of the voice, then we can invite the physical form, which is this part that we're seeing of each other, to touch into the vocal body area. So how does this play into emotion? The first part of emotion, if we really break down the definition of emotion, which is one of those words that people throw around loosely without, you know, just kind of assuming we all have kind of a same sense of what an emotion is, but it's a really vast thing, right? Emotion's pretty giant. So let's just break it down first to the idea of sensation. It's something that we're feeling. Does that make sense? Like a basic kind of universal idea. And when we're talking about sensation, we can think as instruments with our spine. And we'll notice just now, if we curl, almost like you have a turtle shell, the low kidney area out behind you, so you can feel the space behind you. And then we're going to open the front body. If you're familiar with the chakra systems, especially like your solar plexus and your heart, forward, opening, and then kind of curving back. And just notice now, rather than being oriented to feeling your physical form or your body, see if with your breath, you can start to feel slowly how space is touching, brushing all of your body. Let's just take a couple of moments to move very slowly this way. I'm going to come to my side so you can kind of see the extent to which I'm creating a convex and concave shape with my spine. And so here I'm going to, on the exhale, roll this way. And I'm going to feel like there's actually a drawer here that's being pulled out. And I'm going to move slowly this way. And I'd like you to just see if you can slow your breath down enough, and you can even use your hands to kind of feel how your physical form is touching space. Just notice if you can feel the contact of this space around you in your physical body. And as you continue to open up to this, inhaling open, exhaling close, I'd like you now to bring your breath through the mouth. On the inhale, we're going to open the jaw wide, and the breath is going to allow the mouth to open. You're going to feel cool air all the way to your belly. And then as you exhale, you're going to breathe out through the mouth and see if you can get kind of like a breath and drop your chin down to your chest. It's almost like you're squeezing out through the kidney area. Inhaling, opening. Hold at the top of your breath if you can now. And then exhale and squeeze out. And hold at the bottom of your exhalation. So we're gonna create a little pause at the top and the bottom of the breath. Inhale, so it's kind of like a pranayama or a kriya. Holding the breath, dropping the shoulders away from the ears, and exhaling. And then make your way back to whatever comfortable position you were in before. And we're going to continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth for a little bit longer. The eyes can open now. If you had closed them again, even though I was giving you visuals, you may have had closed and open eye situations happening. So let's go ahead and bring your fingers, if it's comfortable for you, onto your shoulders and drop them away from your earlobes. And even if your fingers don't comfortably come onto your shoulders, you can just bring your arms out so that your armpits are open and drop the shoulders away from your ears. And you're going to kind of what I call brush your face in space. And I'd like you to just see if you can feel your physical form now touching what I've called the vocal body area, this space around you, with your eyes closed again, moving really slowly. Just notice if you can feel the coolness or the heat of the temperature outside you, the space around you. And as you inhale, I'd like you to find like a thought, a phrase that works for you. It could just be something like, I'm here, I'm here. It could be, I love, I love, I love. If your awareness is on something specific, even if it's a noise that's bothering you in your environment or sensation, see if you can actually connect to that sensation with an affirmative thought form, like I love, I love, I love, and just think it while you brush your face in space really softly. And see if you can notice the repetition of the phrase that you're repeating, if you're playing there, and create an evenness with it, as though it was a song lyric and it was fitting inside of a certain phrase, time frame. Just notice if you can actually bring in a loop, a therapeutic lingual loop into the sensation of your face touching the space. And then I'm gonna invite us again to kind of come to stability. So one other aspect of our instrument body that I'd like to play with right now is called the center pole. And so if you bring your hand about a foot above the head, and just imagine you have a pole here. And imagine that it's tuberous and it goes all the way down through the body. It kind of encompasses the spine and it roots all the way down. You can bring it all the way down through your root and it extends below you. Down, like you have an extended tail that can wag emotionally, expressing itself all the way down through the floor. And I'd like us again to feel this vocal body air. We're gonna bring our arms out and you can breathe this time halfway through your nose and then through your mouth. Keep the shoulders away from the ears, a lot of space, we're feeling space, and then breathe through the mouth. And then as you exhale, I'd like you to bring in, like you're almost like you're playing tug of war, very slowly, feeling the opposite movement of your pelvic floor grounding and your ribs lifting, and you're bringing that energy of your vocal body to yourself. You can bring your hands onto your heart. It's like you're commandeering the energy and the power of this area around you to yourself. It's like a centripetal energy, centrifugal force. So now I'd like you to bring your arms out again, and you're gonna look left and look right, and I'd like you to just notice the quality that you're giving this space around you, not because of the decor in your home or wherever you are, but just in the sense of a flavor, as though it was something like nectarious or delicious or tasty or not so tasty that you were going to be taking in. And I'd like you again to breathe in through your nose, and exhale through your mouth and bring your hands like two magnetic power conductors toward your heart. Pull in your power into your center. We're gonna do this again, and now this time we're gonna conduct hums. And when we conduct hums, I'd like you to feel that center pole we talked about, or even just your spine if that feels more accessible. And we're gonna use what's called the articulators in voice. We're gonna use our cheeks, our lips, our teeth, and our tongue. And we're gonna just simply smile like this. So even if it feels silly or not in the mood to make that sound, remember, if we're instruments, we can play with a sound without having to identify with it. So let's just play a little bit with that sound. We're going to inhale and we're gonna create a hum, and your hum might go from high to low. See if you can find a hum that actually allows you to feel the reverberation, frequency, and vibration move down through your body. So here we go. We're going to inhale now into the vocal body area. And we're gonna hold, and then we're gonna bring that in with a hum. And then relax and notice if you felt from the inside that there was a push, or if you felt like you could actually bring the sound in by supporting with your breath. We'll inhale again through the nose and mouth if you'd like. and feel how the breath organizes itself under your rib cage. And we're going to inhale with a hum and stay lifted. Let's focus here to see if we can feel like we're like actually bringing in and pulling in the energy of this area around us toward ourselves rather than pushing the voice out. Inhale again through the nose and mouth. Shoulders down. Now here's a little door entry into how does the voice relate to emotion? How can we use every kind of emotion, every kind of sensation that's in our body when we're communicating with integrity, with our heart, with our whole full presence? I'd like us to do this again. This time, as you come in, you're going to again hum, but see if you can feel all the different feelings you might have in your body right now. I call them the shuns. We're looking mostly for the feelings of inflammation, irritation, distraction, anything that feels sort of like the ornery, rebellious animal part that just wants to kind of rah, or wants to have another kind of emotion, anything that sometimes we kind of put to the side because we have to show up as like perfect and, you know, polished. Oftentimes we're schooled in that capacity. But really the power of our voice comes from being able to breathe into this interior diaphragmatic pathway, commandeer from our vocal body area, and utilize the sensation that's moving through us. So let's try that again. It's kind of a big ask, but just see if you can bring in a little bit of the shuns, irritation, anything that you're feeling in your body right now. Inhale. Drop the shoulders, feel yourself. As you do this, see if you can notice what's going on in the neck. There's the tendency often we have when we're speaking or singing to freeze in the occipital area of the body. And unfortunately, this really disconnects us from our head and our body, especially from allowing the motility that is our voice to free anything that's stuck. So I'm gonna ask you now, if you'd like at home, to this time open your jaw and just give a low sound and see if while you're creating the sound, you can just keep your head moving slightly so there's no lock here. We'll go one more time. I'm curious to know, Sarah, if on that last one, anyone who's participating at home was able to kind of feel a stronger sense of empowerment in just their presence in moving sound through their body that way. Any comments, any information on that?
Yeah, type in the chat what your Ariel is saying. That was really different, definitely. And if you'd like to join us in the main room, go ahead and raise your hand now. I see one person with their hand raised. I'll bring you in for some interaction.
Thanks for coming in. So I'm going to talk a little bit about like the logistics of our instrument a bit more, because it's such a vast exploration, and the voice, first of all, holds so much for all of us. So many people who come to me to do voice work, and I've worked with thousands of people, and so often it's much less the fear of injuring the voice that people have when they come, and much more so the concern they have over actually opening, actually freeing, actually allowing their sound to move through them. And this oftentimes happens when we're younger and someone or multiple people tell us to be quiet in some way, or the quality of our joy and our passion and our pleasure was shunned, numbed, or shut down. It's almost always the case that everybody, even someone who says they're tone deaf, which I personally don't believe in, and I understand that might be controversial, but I don't believe in it, that all of us have at some point experienced that free feeling of creating sound through ourselves. And that sensation is something that all of us can know, no matter how long we felt that our voice or all the things that are around our voice have been shut down. So it's been my experience that working meticulously with individuals and groups allows each vocalist to tap into something much more powerful than just the freedom of their sound, but actually the ability to use sound like a listening light, to feel into the parts of their own interior where there might be holds that haven't released, to create equanimity, to support coherence. If you've worked with coherence, like with the HeartMath Institute's work, if you've played with your heart coherence, I'm seeing Sarah shake her head a little bit.
They shared last night. So if anyone listening wants to hear that session.
Yeah.
I also wanted to share with you, Leslie, some of the things people are saying, that they're saying that they feel the more oxygen flow, that it's very grounding, and they feel even more embodied than before, and they feel more presence in themselves.
Well, that's really exciting, because honestly, I barely scratched the surface with you all, because I'm feeling into the collective and trying to get a sense, and really wanted to come into how the heck do we allow emotions to move through us? How can the voice support that? So I want to kind of play a little bit in that field. And there's really a wonderful quality of taking in a practice or including voice in your practice. So I'm guessing that probably many of us who are showing up have something that we do that connects us to ourselves when we're feeling like everything else around us is, complex. We can find something that feels like semblance in a practice, yeah? And a lot of times we might feel a stress or an anxiety, and we're taking this herb, or I know for me, I might take a flower remedy, or do a workout, or try to read a book. And even after all these years, I'll forget that I can actually use my voice. I can actually create what I call range. So let's just talk about range and what range is. Well, on a very logistical level of voice, range could be something like that. Range can also be inflection, where we put our voice. I'm just gonna go ahead and do that, because at this point, I'm really comfortable being diverse with my sound. And I try to continually remember that ultimately I'm an instrument, like we are all instruments. So the best thing I can do is breathe and be on top of what I'd call my beat. And it's interesting, because when we start to feel kind of our rhythm, we can orient, I think of it a lot of the ways a frog orients. When we see a frog perfectly poised, jump on a lily pad, I don't know if all of us have had the fortune to do that, but it's pretty amazing to see that they're really in their body. And oftentimes they let out a ribbit when they do it. They're like, and they just go right onto the next lily pad. And it's this sense when we're in rhythm with our expression that we're aligned with this verticality, but we're also in that sense of our vocal body areas. We're actually commandeering and bringing in what feels right and what feels next. And somehow this language that has become intricate to our process is able to fire off, and we can find sort of, the heart of the matter in this way. But in that process, timbre, quality of your voice, the way you hear like a flute play its C note in a high register is absolutely different than the way you would hear a bass play its C note in a high register, or a piano, or an opera singer. And so all of us have the opportunity to shift our timbre, to bring this nucleus of our voice to different locations in our body, and ultimately to support really our nervous system, even our holobiome, our relationship of our microbiology, our gut microbiota, with our own physical body. And even in the same way that if you think about a skunk emitting odor, our own sound can absolutely shift and change the environment, which is likely the reason why most people are intimidated by their own voice, because we know how effing powerful it is. But right now, more than ever, we need to allow for the power of our voice to keep moving, not necessarily because we need to make indentations in the world, which of course, that's sort of our nature, but because we have the opportunity now to liberate ourselves more than ever with our sound. So let's just talk a little bit about range, or play a little bit in range. And I'm going to have you all at in your own comfortable muted space, just point to the top of your head. And you're going to just kind of like actually give a little bit massage to your head and wiggle in your pelvic floor if you're seated, so you can stay connected to your lower body. And take a breath in through the mouth now, but keep the shoulders down. Hold the breath at the top and just see if you can make a sound that goes right to your forehead center. Just notice how your tongue can support and create a hold, a support that allows that sound to go right here. Think of it like acupuncture, if you've ever had acupuncture, from the inside. And then I'd like you to point here, and you're going to create more of an ah sound. You're going to open your mouth. A lot of us think we open our mouths, and you're not opening your mouth that much. So I want you to really see if you can comfortably release your jaw. Inhale. We're going to use ah. Try to find the sound here. And now we're going to see if we can create what's called a glissando, a sense of movement that flows from the And you'll notice if there's breaks in that range, which 98% of us are going to have right now, you can support that with proper breath and the sense of controlled awareness in the back throat. Think of it almost like an old school Rolodex, if you remember those, which you might not, or something else that curls and turns. There's a spiraling organization that happens inside of the voice. And in this case, it's a great example. So we're gonna feel how the back glottal area shape shifts in order to make the change of sound. So we're gonna go again from here. Yeah, and play with that a couple more times on your own. Yeah, again, breathing and letting the mouth open, really oxygenating, and just noting to take good care of yourself if stuff comes up. Stay grounded here. Yeah, and then notice, just check in for a moment. You can close your eyes if you'd like, if you felt like just a small little pathway. So in Indric medicine, the nadis are like little channels. There's something like 78,000 of them. I'm probably wrong with that number. But this is just like another little channel, heart to the third eye. There's so many channels here. And you can even think of it as kind of a circle that moves out. So let's see now. One of the best ways to orient with sound is to feel its repetition, because sound, like light, moves in waves. In fact, sound and light are absolutely two sides of the same coin. And the traditional earth-based people know that in their rites of passage and their ikabus and sounds and songs. So we're gonna just inhale through the mouth here. And let's see if we can go from here up to here in a circle. And then I'd like you to feel to your left and to your right. Yes, goosebumps, totally normal. That means that you're feeling into something in yourself or in your environment, just to make sure. I like to cover all my bases, both like super, what do you call it, mythological, which I just heard a great quote the other day, which is like, we don't even really know what mythology is. We still haven't figured it out, and we're kind of all living mythology. And then super scientific. So just on a real mythological level, just create a vision of having a sacred, white, beautiful netting, like almost like Asian paper or gossamer chrysalis around you that's just so safe. And anything you don't need can leave through your voice, but nothing except for the light that is your essence comes in. Because voice work is powerful. Sound creates matter. We already know that one. So, yes. So I'm checking out the comments. So let's just do this one more time, except for actually, I wanted to move on now to this vocal body area. So in Chinese medicine, we have diaphragms outside of the body, and in voice work, we do too. So in traditional Indic medicine, we have these three diaphragms. We can think about the low pelvic floor, which is pretty amazing because our pudendal nerve, I think it's called pudendal. I always want to say it's called pudendic, but that's a whole other thing. The pudendal nerve connects into the enteric nervous system. So this is all vagal. We are the pleasure that we feel in the base of our pelvic floor that we can access in our voice instrument supports the serotonin that's made, the 98% of serotonin that's made in our gut that goes all the way to the crown of our head. And there's a diaphragm down here in our pelvic floor, and we can think of it kind of like a dropping down and a tenting outward. And you can think of your lower body almost like a suction cup coming down to the floor, lowering down, and your ribs are going to lift up. That second diaphragm expands. And the third diaphragm we can think of in classical Indic and Western anatomy, we can think of is in the laryngeal area. And so while this one actually lifts a bit and extends outward, it drops a little bit. It presses down on the organs as we inhale. It presses out. Then we have this one kind of reaching downward too. And then the throat one expands upward. But in other medicines, including voice-based anatomy, you have diaphragms over your head. So I'd like you to just hold this string here and allow yourself to be a marionette on it. Feel your body orienting through the center pole. There's like a fine gossamer thread here. And then you have these two spaces here for right now. We're just going to say that I'm holding these two almost nucleuses in your hands. You can bring your hands down here next to your ears. And we're going to see if we can find a pitch because we're creating range that goes left and right now. So you're going to actually use this inner acupuncture of your sound to kind of go into your right ear very gently with curiosity, listening. The voice is a listening light. So you're going to use your own voice like a little beautiful snake light that can go in through your body through vibration and out into this space. And you're going to create another sound that goes here. It'll be kind of like something like this. Use your elbows. Now, if you have a lower range of a different instrument, we all have very unique instruments, you might be down here. Just see if you can use your tongue, your elbows, and your own sense of orientation to move your sense of voice out to your left, out to your right. Just play with that. We're creating new range in our width. Yeah. Ha. Use some vowel consonant combinations. Yeah. Ha. Now we're going to go up. And then give yourself, if you're comfortable at home, I mean, it took me a long time before I would do this for people on like in person, but we're going to do a little tiny shake. This is very typical in like vocal warm-ups where you just shake what I call the outer tent around the center pole and go low. Again, low. So the interesting thing about this is that the voice supports our interoception, our ability to feel inside of ourselves. It also supports the release of chronic inflammations and stagnations. In fact, I've supported the relief of tinnitus through voice work, my own and others. I've supported the release of chronic nervous system conditions and massive ongoing migraines and strange illnesses that are unable to be diagnosed by traditional medicines. It's pretty wild how we can transform ourselves through our own voice. So even, coming back to emotional range, the voice is an incredible interoception, meaning an inward sensor, and even an afferent sensor, meaning we can kind of support where our mind is going through the voice. And I'd like to invite you all to do a couple of practices. One, if you're going to sleep and you're in a place where it's safe to do so, and you're maybe you've been looking at the computer a little later than, you know, the sleep experts would recommend. When you get your head on the pillow, see if you can breathe into your whole interior diaphragm like a bellow. And you're going to just, ha, it's going to be longer than that. But I'm in New York City and it's 9:41 and I don't want to hurt my neighbors. So you're going to just release whatever sound you can. And the more true and full body it can be, the better. And just notice what happens to your whole system. For me and for many people I know that I've done this work with, they're out like a light in 2 seconds. So the voice can support so many things. I've supported people bringing on their cycle who had amenorrhea with sound. It's a way that we can release so much. And that when we can use our own voice as an interoceptive tool or a tool for feeling inward, then we're able to feel others more. And this is where that co-regulation comes in with our sound. And even because there's so much that I want to share here, and I want to bring in somebody, or I want to answer some questions. So if you have any questions here, type them in, because I'm reserving like the next 10, 15 minutes for questions. I'm actually speaking way more quickly than if I was going to really dial us into a shared, co-regulated, voice-supported nervous system space. And I would really be able to pull in from the nutritive vocal body area around me and really be able to commandeer that sound with power down through me. What I end up doing is actually like a windmill or a watermill, taking in the power from this area, bringing it through me, and then generating power way beyond my fingertips. So in this vocal body area, anyway, we have these notches that are actually extenders of different ranges for our projection. But if you'd like to know more about that and all this work, you can totally reach out to me via email. I have multiple programs that you can work with, but it's just, there's so much here. And it's been my experience in doing this work and working with scientists and currently bringing in a bunch of funding for science to look at the way the voice is related to our immunology, our endocrine system, our gut microbiome, and even to understand how the voice can be used as an appendage, how we can understand the almost the mimesis, the nature of voice as we design our technologies. There's so much here. So it's really my honor to get to share any of this work with you. And my hope is that you might consider just a simple hum the next time you feel like you're about to give a talk, make a presentation, speak to your loved one, ask for that extra money that your employer or whoever owes you, whatever it is that you're uncomfortable about, that you might go down with your hum into the lower part of your body. Just even bring your hands here and look in the mirror even. And with your hum, you can send that hum down. And with your mind, you can circulate a phrase just like, I love, I love, I love, which I actually got from Christy Marie Sheldon's work, where she repeats that phrase, or something as simple as, this is one I've been rocking lately. I forgive you. I forgive me, I forgive us. That one's actually really dope. I would sing it with you guys right now if you wanted, because it has a melody. It's like, I forgive you, I forgive me, I forgive us. You can find your own little melodies, make your own little NLP chants, and you can think them, you can sing them, and use your hands as teachers of your voice. They will reflect what's going on inside. Sarah, do we have any questions?
We do. Let's start with, do different emotions vibrate or resonate in certain areas, or does that vary in individuals?
Great question. I would say that it varies in individuals. It's interesting because in many traditional modalities, both in like Chinese martial arts and in like the bija seed sounds. There's the idea that we have these long yang, you know, these different sounds that are in different parts of our bodies. And I think that we can generally go into different organs with different seed sounds. But I think here's the great piece. If you get your breath, and there's these five stages of singing. One is preparation. We did a little bit of it in the beginning, just orienting as instruments. The second one is taking in that breath after you feel prepared. The third one is this moment that almost all of us skip over, even the most masterful singers I've worked with, and I've worked with the Eurovision winners of the world, truly. And it's this third freaking moment where we take a pause and we marry our control and our awareness. And that's where we get a sense of where we're going with the phrase. So let's say that we're talking about emotion here. And actually, does that person who asked that question want to like jump in for a few minutes? We can find the emotion they're talking about, and I can help them locate it with their voice if they're down.
Sure, that one came from Mark. Mark, would you like to join the main room? Don't have to, but.
You don't want to, that's okay. I can.
Oh, he says yes, okay, here.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, feel free to unmute yourself.
Yeah, unmute yourself. Hi, Mark. Good to see you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thanks. What emotion would you, or what sensation, what are you feeling?
I didn't have a specific emotion in mind with that question, but like something like sadness, which might be associated with the heart, or like is one that jumps to my mind, if that would resonate in that specific area, or if it might be something a little bit deeper, like in the pelvic region, or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wonderful question, because when we talk about both naming something as sadness or naming something as an emotion, let's just go ahead and talk about it as a felt sensation, a sort of tone in the body, right? And some of us are less body feeling with our emotions, and some of us are much more mental. I'm definitely a body feeler with my emotions. What about you? Do you feel?
In general, much more mental, but I've been doing a lot of work of trying to become more physical. I'm an actor, so trying to have that be something more associated with the senses.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Rather than, you know, hunting down sadness in your body, which might not be that fun for you, but it's fun. It's all fun. To me, like, joy is the umbrella over every emotion when it comes to the voice instrument. We can find joy because, just like in acting, how wonderful is it when you can draw on an energy? All these emotions are actually fuel. So anything it is right now that you can even notice that would keep you from wanting to be here is usually a good starting point around what is your vocal fuel, because it is all those things around, like, how we're trying to focus, how we're trying to show up, that is actually our fuel to show up when it comes to the voice. So let's just see what it's like for you to take a breath in halfway through your nose and halfway through your mouth. And if you can just maybe sit back a little bit so I can see what your instrument looks like as you do this. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
Trying to,
yeah,
there. How's that?
Yeah, and if you can bring your hands onto your rib cage and notice when you inhale, see if you can get your breath in, so to widen your ribs out while your shoulders stay down. So everyone can try this at home or wherever you are. You can go halfway through your nose, see if you can widen your rib cage, and then through your mouth. Yeah, great, Mark, you had a great voice. And then we're gonna hold that, because I can feel your voice just by doing that. You're gonna hold that, and as you hold it, you should be able to hold it for a while. See if you can feel what I call the gumdrop mountain under your rib cage, to feel like tautness, T-A-U-T. Okay, now I want you to allow your upper body to be like relaxing, like a little toy baby boat on a buoyant bathtub, just relaxing. Okay, now let that breath go through the mouth evenly. As evenly as you can open the mouth. Gorgeous, and you can relax the jaw so it really comes out. A lot of times when we're exhaling through the mouth, when exercise, we'll imagine like we're exhaling through a straw. And that really doesn't help support the pathways that are vocal in the body. So we're gonna do that again. This time we're gonna inhale through the nose, through the mouth, drop the shoulders, feel the space between your shoulders and your ears. Like there's like a miles between them. And then you're going to open the mouth and this time give a little bit of a sound with that breath. Return of your rib cage back to narrow. Okay, you're gonna inhale again through the nose and mouth. Hold, soften the outer tent of the body and feel the interior shape the breath is taking. Feel your cheeks, open your mouth bigger. Notice any sensation or lack of sensation in your cheeks. Exhale. Great. Did you notice there that there was like a power under your voice, but a little bit of a windiness in your sound that was sort of disconnecting you from that power?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's see now if after you take that breath in, you can just prepare almost like there's a chute, a laundry chute that's going from the tip of your tongue down to the base of your diaphragmatic floor, your pelvis. And you're going to just allow your tongue to sort of stretch out the back glottal area. See if you can get sensation in the back tongue. Sometimes before we notice where's emotion coming from, we have to notice what are we not feeling in the body?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually where the emotions are. So we're going to inhale. And we're going to inhale more through the mouth. We're going to open the mouth and stretch the tongue out. Lift the ribs, drop the pelvis. Yeah, let me hear you do that one. Sorry, let me hear you do that one now on your own.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Stop for a moment. I'm just going to reorient you if you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the top of your breath, when you started to make this sound, I heard you give your breath away before the sound came out. Did you notice that? Did you notice you kind of like released your breath? So I didn't notice it,
but it makes sense.
Yeah, I would like to see if you can not release your breath, but all at once in the beginning, but think of it like cruise control. Cruise control is to support your sound releasing. And smile it open. Feel your teeth. Could you feel a little bit more sensation in your cheeks there?
A little bit, yeah. I would work on that a little bit more, I think, still.
Yeah, and I also noticed that there's a little bit of a, this is very normal for all of us. It takes a long time to get out of this muscle memory because it's actually not true to our voice. There's a pushing. There's a sense the body has because we're so material oriented. No offense, I'll talk about myself. Mm-hmm. All of us humans are so oriented around what we can see, that we forget that the breath is doing us in voice. We're not doing voice. We're containing it like a vase. So if you think, and I know we have to wrap up, I want you to just feel the vase of your interior body and just notice where you're feeling sensation. Bring a hand on the heart and pull the power of your voice in, open, and just see if where you can feel the sensation in your body, the vibration. That's the emotion. Inhale. Okay, last one. Sorry, the very last one. I want you to pull in that force from you. Like you're pulling in a rope, like you're king of the mountain here. And it's not from your head, it's from your physical body. Inhale again and try it. Oh. And so on your own, I want you to keep playing with that. And this time, see if you can play with the gesture of joy. If you can actually ride joy through your body, using any sensation in your body to support that. You'll notice if you have extra fuel for your sound, if there's a place of tension or holding, all that is voice deposited in the body that wants to release. If you have a headache somewhere, it's a sound that wants to release. So there's different sounds for each person. We have to locate what that sound is. I really want to speak into my heart. I might feel my consonants a lot. I might feel how when I use consonants, all of the parts that can touch in my mouth get to intimately connect. So there's so many ways that we can learn how to encourage feeling. And that's so important. Thank you so much, Mark. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. I want to tell you that I have a voice class that's, I know we have to go, but I have a voice class that's global, that's starting in November, the second Friday. It's the least expensive way to work with me. And thank you so very much to this incredible conference and to all of you. Thank you, Sarah, Robin, Mark.
Thank you so much, Leslie. You know, we don't often get to see like the inside of someone's work like that. So thank you, Mark, for stepping up and being and for allowing us to see that process. I just put in the chat the link to her new class, to Leslie's new class. So click on that. And a few final announcements from the Embodiment Conference. If you want this session, of course, will be free for the next 48 hours on the portal, the Embodiment Conference portal. That's also where you can upgrade to own the package. And the benefit of that really is so that you can digest this session and all 1,000 presentations at your own time. You have the library forever. It's years worth of embodied knowledge that we really can't fit into 12 days of a conference. People are saying, thank you, fabulous. I loved it. That was amazing, awesome. And I love so much about what you said about the breath flows through us. And thank you so much for such an amazing session, Leslie. And again, if you want this session in the package, you can have just the leadership channel, or you can upgrade to the full package. There's lots of perks on the website now. Let's see. And then there's the Embodiment Conference Facebook group. We do encourage you to join that. The Embodiment Conference Facebook group. And then there's this coffee break link that our tech host Robin just put in the chat as well. That's how you can interact with people. Mark says, thank you. The coffee breaks are how you can interact with other attendees between sessions. And so that's another option to interact with people from, this is a global and local event. So let's all get interactive with each other and keep this conversation going. And final, question for you, Leslie, is what is your top tip to stay embodied, to stay in our bodies that you can share with us?
Okay, one thing that I think in realms of voice work is that you cannot effing check out. Write me if you can, because I've never met anyone who can. If you are humming, so I like to hum and transition. And in fact, I had something called the Traveler, that these were like the voice baths. It's called the Voice Bathers. And as a series, I haven't released it yet, but basically if you're walking down the street or you're in your house and you're just, and it's not just like passive humming, like a lot of times, and I can never stand this when someone has like a song they're using to check out, like, I don't really want to talk about the irritation between us. So I'm like, no. Don't misuse voice like that. Because to me, voice is God. So, but if you're humming, and you feel your cheeks, you look in the mirror, and you use the to an ah and write a Y between it, you cannot check out with your voice. You will not. It doesn't matter where you are, you can find freedom. So thank you. Thanks to all you instruments.
Thank you. I do love understanding the body as an instrument. We are instruments that we can use how we choose. And I know there were questions we didn't get to, but please feel free to find the link that Leslie's available at and reach out to her. And her work is super interesting, so check her out. And we are right at time. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Leslie. And enjoy the rest of the Embodiment Conference.
Thanks, everybody.